Okay, this is Shoshana with Raina Telgemeier. And would you like to introduce yourself in just a few sentences, bonus points if they alliterate?
Okay. I am a cartoonist who has created work for kids most of the time. I work for Scholastic, and my best-known books are Smile Sisters and Drama. No alliteration involved, sorry.
Okay, that's fine. It was bonus points anyways. Okay. So you talked about this a little bit in the presentation you just did, but when did you decide that this is what you wanted to do, if you did indeed decide?
I started reading comics when I was 9, and so from the time I was about 10, I started trying to make my own. And that's just kind of been my dream ever since, was to be a full-time cartoonist and make work that was personal to me. And so I feel like my dreams pretty much came true.
Yeah, it's hard to get more personal than autobiographical comics.
Yeah, and I didn't necessarily know that's what I would be doing, but it was the thing that made the most sense and really clicked.
Okay. Are there some works or creators that especially inspired you when you were a kid?
Yeah, I was a big fan of Bill Watterson, who created Calvin and Hobbes, and Lynn Johnston, who created For Better or For Worse. And then when I was a young teenager, I started reading Linda Barry's comics, which were published in alternative newspapers. And so she sort of was making, like, teen stuff that really appealed to me when I was that age. And in college, I discovered the work of Jeff Smith, who created Bone, and I discovered a lot of webcomics then, too, and pretty much every creator that comes across my desk, I'm inspired by in some way.
Do you still keep up with any webcomics?
I still read Octopus Pie. I still read Johnny Wander. Those are the two that I check in with on the most regular basis. But a lot of times people just put up links and they're like, hey, check this out. And then it's like you can spend a whole day reading an awesome webcomic that you've never heard of before.
Yeah. Oh, webcomics are addictive. It can be a problem.
Yeah.
So is there a character of yours that you would most want to, like, sit down and have coffee or tea with, or just kind of hang out with?
Well,
like, I guess most of your characters are kids, but...
Yes, so which kid would I have coffee with? and in the case of my fictional work, most of the time the characters are based on real people. So I'm like, well, I could just go have coffee with Jesse and Justin if I wanted to, because they have real life counterparts. I mean,
the Babysitter's Club characters also work.
Good call. Okay, so out of the Babysitter's Club characters, oh my gosh, I'd love to sit down with Christy Thomas. I feel like she and I are really different people, even though we look similar. But as a kid, I wanted to be her, and then I feel like she sort of inspired the person that I wanted to become. And I know that sounds sort of huge to say that, but I mean, Christy Thomas has a business head on her shoulders, and she brings people together, and she inspires me. I'd like to get to know her better.
Okay, if you were an animal, what animal would you most like to be, and what animal do you think you would be?
I would like to be a panda, because I've always liked pandas more than anything. They seem like they have really simple lives. They just, like, roll around and eat bamboo. And they're super cute. If I was actually an animal, I'd probably some sort of bird. I think I want to be a bird, and I would like that.
Okay. A flying bird or a flightless bird?
A flying bird.
Okay.
Yeah.
So not a kiwi.
No, not a kiwi.
Okay.
I'd like
sorry,
to eat a kiwi, though.
Sorry, New Zealand.
Sorry, New Zealand.
Have you ever been to Alaska before?
This is my first time.
Okay.
Yeah. It's really nice.
Are you just going to be poking around Juneau?
Yes.
And the art camp.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Juneau and the art camp. And I landed in Ketchikan when I came up. So I got to see, 4 minutes of another place and take some pictures there.
Okay.
Didn't get off the plane, but was charmed by it all the same.
Okay. And, okay, now for the Star Wars question. Are there any particular Star Wars movies, characters, or alien species that are closest to your heart?
Well, I mean, I'm a really big Rey fangirl. I think it was kind of love at first sight with me and Rey, and it's not just because we have similar names, but she's just cool. She gets it done, She's just a person who wants to work hard and do right, and I think she's also seeing her own side of fun and play every now and then comes to you. Like when she picks up that gun for the first time and she's like, yeah, like she, you can just see the look on her face.
Yeah, or hanging out with the pilot helmet.
Yeah, like she, yeah, it's like I want to see her like thrown into some fun situations too. So I have a lot of Rey toys at my house, and I do have the t-shirt that says Rey is Bay. I'm so embarrassed, and yet I love it.
Did you get the Black Series 6-inch action figure?
I have one that I bought in Japan for a friend of mine, so I get to share it with him, I guess.
Very cool.
I couldn't fit two, and I knew he wanted it more than I did, so I was like, I'll get this for you.
You can go and visit it sometimes.
Exactly.
Okay, well, that is it for the questions. Where can people find you on the internet?
On the internet, I am GoRaina, just about everywhere, GoRaina.com, or at Twitter, or at Instagram. Facebook is Raina Telgemeier's Comics, and those are the social medias that I keep up with the most. But, I mean, GoRaina.com is probably my best source of information and a good landing page.
Okay, and quick, the release information for your next book.
Yes, Ghosts, which comes out on September 13th, 2016, at fine bookstores everywhere.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.